This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I called my Defense Department contacts, my Justice Department contacts, my CIA contacts. I didn't have time to call all my contacts. And they just got back with me, some of the sources 3 hours ago, some an hour ago, but some just 10 minutes ago, saying, listen, we have folks on the ground in the FBI hostage rescue team. And for those that don't know, that's military, U.S. military. Embedded, and there was Antifa crap everywhere, and photos of her in the Middle East and a bunch of Islamic crud is the words they used as well, and that he put up a fight, fought to the death, and they killed him inside the hotel room. So the media reports that Las Vegas shooter killed himself after massacre are not true, but the big news is he was covered in Antifa crap. And it's now confirmed, and this is also what we're told, that this Mary Lou, his girlfriend, there's photos of her, Mary Lou Danley, in Dubai. So let's put that on screen. Let's scroll down. Let's show her in Dubai. So again, while we're doing that, let's go back to Paul Joseph Watson in the 4 minutes we have left to break this down. But we're getting even more intel from our sources inside law enforcement. Paul Watson, this is just astounding.
Well, the other thing that's not clear, Alex, is this guy's supposedly a lone wolf. The woman who they were searching for has already been released, and they're saying that she's got no connection, right? So how do we explain eyewitnesses who are at the concert, and this is on video, we posted it, it's on Infowars.com, he said they were warned by a woman who they describe as looking Hispanic, that they were all about to die tonight. Now, that, if that's true, and this is someone who's at the concert interviewed by a mainstream news network, then he has at least one accomplice.
And she was interviewed minutes after, before this woman's identity or her looks were even out there.
Yeah. So we're going to have to wait and see. But the bottom line is the left's explaining. They don't even care anymore. Even if it turns out to be some Antifa guy, they'll probably still just claim it as the right winger and then just forget about it. I mean, remember Pulse. They denied that was even about Islamic terrorism, despite we had the transcripts of the guy saying this is for ISIS.
Paul, they said that I said it was a false flag and that the people inside deserved it. I said the people inside didn't deserve it. Why do liberals support Islam when they target gays and others? The media totally lies about everything, and they do it over and over and over again. I said the false flag was them letting the Muslims in and protecting them, but the terror attack was real.
It's incredible. You got Vox coming out today with an article or reposting it. White American men are a bigger domestic terrorist threat than Muslim foreigners. So immediately they exploit it to advance their racism. You had Trudeau of Canada yesterday after an Islamic terrorist, yes, Somali migrant, injures four people, could have been worse, blames white supremacy. He actually blamed white supremacy for an Islamic terror attack by a Somali immigrant. We love our Somalis. So it's absolutely insane. Now, whatever the evidence, Alex, they'll still use it to try and bolster their narrative.
We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's so sweet. But on top of it, oh, and the whites, the evil killed them. I'm so liberal. There's video of him right after another Somali attack saying whites are the problem. This is a religion of these people.
Exactly. These are the same people who, after every Islamic terror attack, say, how dare you even link it to Islam? You're saying all Muslims are terrorists. Well, nobody's ever argued that, but that's what they say after every terror attack. Oh, we must just carry on as normal after this one. No, we need gun laws now. We need to ban all white people. That's what some on the left are tweeting out today. They'll use it to advance their virulent racism. Oh, but, we love our Somalis. There was an attack in Tennessee last week, which would have been even worse than it was. It killed one person. Nobody's even talking about it. Nobody even knows about it. It was a Dylann Roof-style attack. But the culprit, again, was a black migrant.
That's right, Paul. Incredible job as usual from London. I'll get right back to the next hour and let you get back to your...
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're into the second hour, and we've had this gentleman set up for several weeks. It was very hard to get, very busy fella. A few weeks ago, his story was linked on DrudgeReport.com and one of the top stories of the week. Zero Hedge reported high-ranking CIA agent blows whistle on the deep state and shadow government. He's been reportedly working with the former head of technical operations, who actually ran it, the actual operations of the NSA, William Binney, who's been in studio with us several times and, of course, is a frequent guest. He's been a high-level, probably one of the most high-level whistleblowers ever to Congress and others, and was basically persecuted for following his duty in the Constitution. And he is joining us now to break all this down. But what a day to then be able to actually have him on the broadcast with us, because he I'm going to go over his whole bio, but not just on the end of the CIA that does the analysis. He did that too, but actually on the end of the CIA that, you know, does the protective stuff and also the offensive things, and was actually a trainer, a high-level trainer as well for the CIA armed components of the CIA. Kevin Shipp joins us for most of this hour. Again, I'm not going to spend the whole time going over his bio, but a lot of publications pointed out he's one of the most high-level CIA whistleblowers ever, exposing the shadow government that is then taking over the deep state and really exposing more of the architecture of that deep state. And I was wanting to talk to him today about this biggest terror attack using firearms in U.S. history, 58 dead, 500 plus injured. And already the Democrats are saying that it's a white male and that it's they're the problem. They didn't even report on the Sudanese Muslim that shot 9 people, killing one last week, who said he was doing it because he liked Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Of course, we had Matt Bracken, a former counterterrorism with the Navy SEALs in the Middle East, and he said, I'm predicting in October they're going to launch terror attacks, probably on big events or sports stadiums, to get mass casualties to kick off their October Bolshevik Revolution Part 2. Our story was linked on Drudge on Friday, where Paul Watson showed all the videos and links to Antifa and others saying in October, November, they're going to launch a nationwide violent overthrow of the government, pointed at Trump. And then you've got former deputy director of the CIA counterterrorism head, Phil Mudd, actually saying the president will be dead within 2 months. And then Al Gore said that on the Late Late Show. And then others like the former head of the CIA, Brennan, also that same week, said that they're moving to remove the president outside of impeachment. And then we had congressional sources on that were told he will be dead, or he will be physically neutralized. So this is just incredible bombshell. Then I've had other CIA sources on, and they say that's preposterous. That's all a bunch of weak talk. They want it. They're not going to get it. And that Trump's got the good side of the deep state on his side. Again, Kevin Shipp obviously can't get anything classified, but he can get into, as a citizen, his basic gestalt view of this. So thank you so much, Kevin Shipp, for your courage and for coming on the broadcast during these incredible times.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Where would you like to start with what you witnessed, the deep state, what we just saw in Las Vegas?
Well, this, you know, even in the context of the deep state, which is the secret intelligence apparatus that we know essentially runs our elected government behind the scenes, and that's the Congress, the judiciary, and even the president, and that's what I'm kind of exposing recently. This attack today is very, very strange. Any way you look at it, this was an average 64-year-old white male with no criminal record. He was an apartment owner with a pilot's license, owned two airplanes, basically Joe America. So far, his brother described him as an average person who's not into firearms, never owned that many guns as they found in the hotel room. Now, he claimed he just allegedly snapped, but it's clear that this was a pre-planned attack, and this group, at least in my view, was specifically chosen. His hotel room was filled with guns, including several long guns. The attack itself almost sounds like a military automatic weapon attack, and we have to ask, where did those guns come from, especially the ones found in his room? And Alex, the thing that I think is really strange here is the target was a concert of the group that represents really traditional America. These were patriotic, God-fearing Americans. This group is the pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution, anti-New World Order group of Americans, the same group that Obama accused of clinging to their guns and their religion. So we're still awaiting all the facts, especially regarding this female that's involved, which is strange also. But the concern is, Alex, we've seen our government sadly engage in false flag events in the past. And a classic example of this is the CIA Operation Gladio in Italy, where the CIA staged false terrorist attacks, made it look like the Italian government did it, and actually killed several people. As I personally...
And that's been declassified.
Correct.
That's been classified, yes.
Yes, it's been declassified so much so after I read all the facts, I actually endorsed the book about it because it was so accurate. I think there were 2,000 footnotes in that book. So coming out of the intelligence side of things, both operationally and analytically, I was forced in the context of this attack before to examine 9/11 itself and some of the evidence involved there, which also pointed to the shocking possibility of a false flag itself. So kind of changed my entire worldview. Now, I know how the shadow government operates from the inside, how it controls, how it alters information, how it manipulates Congress. So I know that there's a very dark side of that whole thing. In the upper levels, many, many CIA people down in the lower levels are very, very good people. But this goes on up in the upper compartmented levels.
So exactly. From my sources, Kevin Shipp, that this is a civil war in the deep state, and that you've got Trump as a beachhead, at least partially, trying to get control of the shadow government so he can finally clean out the deep state. And so that's how the civil war is basically happening inside the government. It's now spilling out through MSM into the general culture.
Alex, you are exactly right. This is a deep state. So far, it's been a character assassination of Donald Trump by the deep state. And these are deep state operatives that go across several administrations. John Brennan, acting director of the CIA, Mike Morrell, James Clapper, Robert Mueller, who if we remember, was behind after 9/11. The warrant was searches by the FBI. So he's part of the shadow
government.
It's
his protege, Mudd, saying they're going to kill the president.
Right, that's right. And I think they haven't been able to, quote-unquote, assassinate him in terms of his character yet. I am absolutely convinced the shadow government has every intention of taking out Donald Trump because he is beginning to question their activities. This is the first time a president has ever stated that he is going to scrutinize specifically the actions of the CIA and the NSA.
Trump's the real deal. It's not that he's even perfect, but as a man, he's trying to be president and trying to really help the country. I mean, that's what I see.
I agree with that. And we haven't seen an attack on a president, especially by the shadow government, since JFK. This is like a thunderstorm in Washington. I've never seen anything like it.
Wow, Kevin Shipp, again, high-level former CIA, getting into your whole bio, commanding large operations, huge training groups, in the field, and analysis, you name it. Are we winning this war? I think we're really winning. Their whole NFL thing failed. Their propaganda failed. They're trying to derail. The hurricane responses failed. The Puerto Rico sabotage has failed. And I think that's why they're getting more and more desperate now. And finally, I think we can really look at this event. This is as strange as a $3 bill or as a purple duck. I mean, something's going on here.
I agree with you, Alex. And I think because of programs like yours and others on the Internet, they're now for the first time coming out and exposing what's specifically the shadow government, and of course it's connected to the deep state, many times runs it. But now, because of programs like yours and others, this information is now being brought out into the public. People are seeing it. It's being verified all over the place. The shadow government now knows, and the New World Order also documented. They know now that it's out. People are seeing what they're doing. They're even seeing it in the context of the attacks on Donald Trump. And the shadow government, I think, is at the highest levels terrified for the first time. Not only are their actions being seen, but now they're being questioned, and people know, they're beginning to know what's going on.
Wow, Kevin Shipp, high-level CIA whistleblower. Please stay with us. This is powerful, folks. Spread the word. We'll be back.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I didn't do one plug last hour because I'm so focused, but we've got to fund our operation. We're trying to expand as much as we can. I'm probably going to go to Vegas today. I was planning to go to Puerto Rico. We're sending people there. There's a lot going on here, and we're trying to expand, build a new studio. We've hired like 10 new people the last month. I want to hire 20 more. We're going crazy because there's so much to do. And I've also gotten prices down with a lot of our suppliers. That's why usually stuff was 25% off. Now I can do 50% off because we've gotten some of the prices down 20-30% for ourselves and gotten 20% more in each bottle of our great healthy nootropic. That means brain pill, a bunch of great natural compounds, where, you know, it's 8 at night, you still got to keep working or whatever, or you want to mow the yard and you're tired or whatever, boom, take a brain force. It's totally natural. Some of the stuff in this prescription in Europe, it's only $19 right now, ladies and gentlemen, normally discounted to $29. And we've done it 40% off before, never 50. But I told them to do a huge shipment, 50% off BrainForce, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And by the way, it took us years to come out with a nootropic, because I tried a bunch. We were going to private label. We finally came out with our own, because this one doesn't make me mean. It works really good. Doesn't make you feel like you're on drugs. It's really good. But it's different than coffee, because, see, coffee quits working for me if I've got to, you know, work 20 hours or something. I've already been doing that a couple days, which I've been doing lately. And so, boom, about 5 o'clock, don't take the coffee, drink a bunch of water, take a brain force. Rob Dew runs off these things. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's the new big special. Now, Kevin Shipp is our guest. You'll want to read this article from a few weeks ago. High-ranking CIA agent blows whistle on deep state and shadow government. Let me just ask him, this is a guy that, you know, ran major operations and dealt with things like this. Why are they saying they want to kill the president or he'll be removed outside of impeachment? Is that to make the splinter groups in the shadow government and in the deep state sound more powerful to the other shadow groups so that the different factions go under them via intimidation? Because the reason I say that is I'm not in some government agency, but I've been threatened by people that act like they're friends. You know, I think Trump may actually get removed, and it might be good for you. You've done good for the country, but maybe you just need to not make a big deal about it when it happens for you and your family, Alex. You know, stuff like that from pretty serious people. So what do you really think's going on here with all this brazen, treasonous, third world type banana republic talk we're seeing all over the news?
Well, first of all, when anybody in the intelligence community or someone that's held a position there previously says something, you need to take it seriously, because they don't say these things unless they're thought out and they've got the support behind them. So when they make these bizarre statements, it's like coded messages that if this doesn't change or go our way, this is how far this will go if necessary. And for them to put that out publicly is, at the very least, chilling.
So they're saying, hey, Trump, you better roll over or you're dead.
That's basically what they're saying. You remember, you talked about this before, what Chuck Schumer said. If you cross the intelligence community, the CIA, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you. How in the world could a government official make such a chilling statement? So, yes, they have every intention, in my view, having come from the inside, and I was in counterintelligence, they have every intention at the higher levels, the compartmental levels, because they have a lot to hide, they have every intention of removing Donald Trump with any means necessary.
And I agree with you. It's not being done out of strength. They're cornered rats.
That's right.
Well, I don't want a dictatorship. I want a free republic. I've always been Mr. Anti-Police State. But when you have a shadow group trying to organize a coup and saying they want to end free press and saying they want a ministry of truth over who can have a radio show or a website. That's now being pushed by NBC, ABC. When they are talking about converting America to a pure oligarchy, an authoritarian system, I think we have to really openly talk about what we're going to do, not in a threatening way, but saying we're going to back the president and good people in Congress and the state governors to try to organize something public to move against this. Or, I mean, what do you do when they're organizing something like this? Just sit there and wait for it?
That, I think, Alex, that is absolutely the solution. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I've had assassination threats as an international video out there calling for that. What we're doing is exactly right. You know, cockroaches love the dark. The shadow government operates in the dark. But when you turn the light on, they start to scramble. And what we're doing is we're turning the light on the shadow government specifically. And it's been around, as we know, since 1947 when it was created. But we're seeing the shadow government start to move, if you could imagine, against an elected president of the United States. So the solution is to come out just like this, publish this, speak out, cause a social media storm, get people out there talking about this all over the place, shed the light on this so the cockroaches will start to scatter.
Since you mentioned it, here's Schumer when the president was president-elect. It was like a day or two before he was sworn in. When the former head of the CIA, the head at the time, said, "Watch your mouth," and Trump said, "You know, you better watch yours." This was Schumer's response.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
So that's the clip you're talking about, Kevin.
Yes. Now, Alex, what you think about that's a government official. What he just said is not only shocking, but it's beyond that. That the CIA has the power and is willing to take out an elected president of the United States if he crosses them. And that hasn't happened until JFK. Trump is the first president to question the shadow government, the operations of the CIA. And there have been many, many, many dark ones. I mean, this is darkness at the highest levels. He's now questioning that, and these statements that they're making have never been made before in history since JFK like this. This is a thunderstorm going on in Washington between the elected government and the secret shadow government intelligence agencies behind the elected government. They are now, we're seeing a war in Washington between those two.
From people I've canvassed in the military, including, you know, the folks that actually do the killing and all the other stuff, and people even up into higher levels of different agencies, CIA, you name it, they're completely ready to go against the shadow government and against the deep state elements that are globalist. And even at the highest level of the globalist combine, a lot of them are defecting over to the Americana side. And so I think the globalist faction really ought to look at the situation and back off, because Trump signaled that if they'll just let us turn the economy on and just not wreck the country as they've been planning, that they could probably scrabble off into the dark. But they're so arrogant they want full power, or they don't trust him. Because the president signaled that he's not going to throw them all in prison. They just have to stop what they're doing. But they don't want to be sent like Napoleon to some island. They want to continue the power.
You're right, and we have to remember that any sort of secret structure, especially one that is powerful and well-funded, they tend to draw narcissistic personalities and psychopaths and that kind of people. They thirst for that kind of power, especially in secrecy, and that blends up into government, into the highest levels. And I can tell you, lower down in the CIA, there's a lot of patriotic people that are really against what is happening against Donald Trump. I talk to them all the time. So they're out there, and a lot of people in government are outraged by what the higher levels of the shadow government, the deep state, and some of these globalists are doing. They're outraged.
That's right. And Kevin, stay right there. When we come back, I want to ask you, we're going to fix this peacefully, but if it goes into physical and they're coming after you, everybody, at a certain point, these folks have to know, even if there's no command and control, folks are coming from them. Because if they want to just start running around killing everybody and playing God, America's going to fight back. And folks know I don't brag or shoot my mouth off. I'm just saying it's a fact. The universe is a two-way street, even if they say it isn't. We'll be back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, NBC News, the Associated Press, and others are reporting that he was a huge gambler and that his father was a convicted bank robber and thought by the FBI to be a psychopath. But then he did own a $400,000 house, owned several airplanes, and was a manager of a retirement community, and people said was a nice guy with no criminal record. I have sources who are connected, let's just say, to the FBI hostage rescue team or the anti-terror squads, which really is just military, for folks that don't know, with the FBI over them. And That's not a secret, but it's not popularly known. And these are good sources that said, you better get your reporters out of there. They're giving them orders to pull triggers up there with the whole Bundy thing in Oregon. We got our reporters out, and a week later, they shot them up in a car. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. So these are real sources, and I'm not bragging, but this is dangerous stuff, okay? This is dangerous stuff for myself, for our guest. I mean, he talks about the threats he gets. I'm not going to get into the issues. I'm perfectly safe, and there's no threats, and everything's happy, and everything's good. But Kevin Shipp, one of the most high-level CIA whistleblowers ever, he's been quietly trying to do it for 5 years, the Will and Benny and others, but then he's been persecuted for it, so he's getting more and more hardcore because they're getting more hardcore. I mean, should I play the clips of Brennan on the Aspen Institute with Wolf Blitzer saying he'll be gone in the next few months? It's, you know, it's non-legislative. It's not, you know, we've got a group. It's not impeachment. We've got a group. We're getting ready to do it. Or just all of them are Al Gore saying, well, he's bad, and the decision's been made to remove him. And they go, impeachment? Well, something else. And folks in Congress, they've gone around canvassing him going, president's going to be gone soon. You might want to go along with it if you want to be safe. You know, you're a good guy. Nobody's threatening you. Just you need to choose a side you want to be on. You notice that made Senator Rand Paul go from kind of not liking Trump to like, Trump's great. We're blessed to have Trump because you threaten him. And I know from sources he's been threatened, he goes into the other camp. I mean, this is a very dangerous time, folks, to be alive, okay? So we have this new added information. I've got some points here. Again, as our guest was saying, this is the group that Obama accused of being bitter clingers, a country concert, mainly white folks, mainly Christians. I see this as a way to be anti-gun, be nebulous about why it happened, but then try to get right-wingers to go out and finally start responding to the attacks on the church last week and all the other attacks that we see the media hyping up. But I think it's too early to say, and I'm sure, you know, Kevin Shipp has more that he could tell us, but and he's got a lot of sources, but other angles people should know about, sir.
Yes, and, you know, Alex, of course, as you know and you're doing, we have to work through all the hearsay coming out and kind of vet our sources. There's information indicating that this man had connections with the precursor to Lockheed Martin, who we know, I've come out and mentioned, they're part of what I call the secret intelligence and industrial complex.
So the Skunk Works.
Pardon me?
The Skunk Works.
Yes, that's right. So there's a lot of things coming out about this man, and we'll have to sift through them all as they're all verified. What is really alarming and strange about this is the group that was targeted and massacred. This is kind of the core of Trump supporters. And I think what the higher levels of the shadow government don't understand is this is not necessarily about Donald Trump, although that's important. This is about the movement and the people that got him elected. So if they think that they're going to take him out and there's not going to be some kind of response by this huge group of millions of Americans who elected him based on what they stand for, I think they're going to be sadly mistaken.
I agree. Don't they understand with this demographic and the psychology, just like Hitler thought bombing London would make the Brits give up when at first they'd been against the war, even after Dunkirk, they were saying, let's stay out of it because they lost almost, what, a million or whatever, and I think it was higher in World War One. I've seen just artillery corps monuments where it says 200,000 plus men, just one monument. So the Brits didn't want to fight, not because they were wimps, but because they already had a war with Germany once that went on, you know, many years. But as soon as Hitler turned his planes on to the general public, now they were ready for war. I mean, if they think this is going to make conservatives put their tail between their legs, they got nothing coming.
Yeah, that would be a very sad mistake. And this essentially, when targeting that group, this is an attack essentially on the Christian foundation of America and the Constitution, essentially, that was derived from that. This is the core of America that they're attacking. We have to understand, Alex, as I mentioned earlier, that the people that arise to the levels in this part of the unelected government, these are narcissists. And I remember when I was in there, the state of mind was, well, we're kind of at the top of intellectual evolution. We know better than your average person out there, so we can make decisions even behind Congress's back because they really don't know what's going on. So even though they don't understand that there's going to be a backlash because they think they're smarter than everyone else.
That's the exact idea when I've had them try to recruit me or family that I've had that's been involved in all this. Is it's this attitude of we're in charge because of social Darwinism, so nothing we do is wrong. And then successively the evil gets worse and worse until finally you say, I can't be part of this anymore, and they try to kill you.
Yeah, yeah, that's and of course that's to a certain extent that's what happened with me. I decided I'd had enough, and I came out and exposed this. And there's a litany of things that they did against me. And of course, I realized that in a constitutional government, the only way to stay alive is to come out and be public. So I've seen them do these.
That's what Jim Garrison said. People always ask why I'm still alive, because I'm in the spotlight.
That's right. I agree with you 100%.
I interrupted you. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying that's what we need to do, is we need to stay out in the public. There's always risk involved. Every great movement in history that has effectively created democracy and even ethics in governments and other things has started with a group of individuals, and in the case of the United States, even pastors of churches who decided to take the risk and take the lead and start standing up against these things. And the encouraging part is there's a lot of people starting to do that, yourself. Perhaps humbly me, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, and others that have had enough and are coming out publicly and standing against this sort of thing and exposing it. And I think that's where the hope is, that there are people out there more than we know like that, that are not going to let this sort of thing happen.
That's right. And I've looked at the history. I've looked at this current bloodthirsty eugenics-based elite, and they're just a bunch of sociopaths, psychopaths, very elitist, very narcissistic, in love with themselves. It's worse than Hollywood trash. And they, of course, run much of that. And the cost is too great letting them continue to be in charge. Yes, it's dangerous fighting them, but it's absolute assured enslavement and humiliation, and it's pathetic, and it's not who we are. And people are hungry for this, and we've got a lot of friends the public doesn't know about from every strata of government. I mean, the Secret Service leaked the info to us that Hillary was collapsing every 45 minutes and had a black ambulance, and then somebody caught it on tape a month later. I mean, we have really good sources, and people say, well, there's no way, because they'll go after whistleblowers. There's so many whistleblowers now leaking stuff that they can't go out. You know, people like you that were early on, yeah, they can try to destroy you, and sometimes they have killed people. But now, more and more, they're facing the tide of history. And I know a lot of even their own operatives that are smarter, who are sociopaths, are still saying, you better back off, folks, because they're not going to give in. I mean, they better know. We're coming with torches. Nothing's going to back us down, and we're not scared. We're only scared of rolling over.
You hit the nail right on the head. There's that famous quote that I always like to quote, by Thomas Jefferson, when people fear their government, there's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there's liberty. And I think that's the point we're at now. People no longer fear the government. They no longer fear the shadow government. They no longer fear these reprisals. And when that happens, we're going to have a new civil revolution, I believe, bringing America back to its roots, back to its constitutional roots, and back to the freedom from the group of millions of people. And there's more out there than people know that got Donald Trump elected. The people that love this country, that people have a moral and ethical basis. They're God-fearing, they're patriotic, and there are lots of them out there. They're not going to let this happen. And these personalities, and I know because I work with many of them in the higher levels, these narcissistic personalities are so, we call it Potomac fever. They're almost mentally sick, so much so that they're blind. It's called blowback. They're blind. When they stage these actions, they come right back in their face and actually do the opposite of what they are trying to do. But see, these people don't think like we are. Some of them are narcissists. Others are just plain psychopaths. And a person like that doesn't necessarily think logically, because they think
that's right. They think about what's enjoyable for them at the point. Not if they don't care about society, they don't even care about themselves really deep down. They don't think third dimensional, fourth dimensional, fifth dimensional. They think just one dimensional, not even two dimensional. And it's incredible. I want to ask you then, what the last straw was for you to wake up. More on the deep state straight ahead, and more. And we're going to get into the fact that the last straw for many was their alliance with radical Islam.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Matt Bracken, who has predicted this whole thing with really eerie precision, because he did a lot of anti-terrorism when he was a Navy SEAL for the CIA and the Middle East and other areas, but he'll never talk about it. Says, oh, I'm nobody, but he got highly recommended years ago by some of my sources. He's been saying he thinks they're going to do an attack on the NFL for really over a year. He said that's why they're making it political, to make it a leftist target. Then they're going to attack it probably with a high-powered rifle arcing the shots in. But he said they might have attacks on right-wingers first. So then when they attack the left, they claim it's a response to that to get a civil war going, not to bring the country down, but to basically force Trump to capitulate or as a smokescreen to kill him. Briefly, we have our new Made in America Richardson hats. They're my favorite hat. I have a store. They're really high quality, so I thought, why don't we buy these in bulk and have an InfoWars patch put on them? This is my favorite style hat. It's what I personally wear, and I spread the word with it. I meet like-minded people. I wouldn't wear it in a Democrat area. They may actually kill you. But, you know, that's part of exercising the free speech. That's what they've just turned up the ambient atmosphere of hate to. But you can also always just wear something like a Molon Labe shirt that we sell, and that just meets like-minded folks. But most of the folks don't know Latin that are leftists, so they won't attack you. But seriously, it's gotten to the point with the revolution in the country that it is dangerous to openly wear a uniform out in the open like CNN is fake news. And, of course, 50% off, never done that before, but we got a discount on this current shipment. 50% off on the Nootropic Brain Force. A lot of you love that, but we got to sell a lot of it to fund our operations, so get your Brain Force today. A lot of the other specials like Caveman, Bone Broth Formula, that's 50% off. That is about to end in just the next few days, so please take advantage of those. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going back to high-level former CIA officer Kevin Shipp, many publications say he's probably the highest-ranking CIA whistleblower ever. He obviously can't get into most of it because it's classified, and he's written a book. I forgot, a best-selling book from the company of Shadows. Tell folks where they can find you, Kevin. I should have done that up front. You're risking your life to bring us this information, and we should really celebrate people like you that have really served the country and served humanity.
Well, thank you, Alex. I tend to fly below the radar, so I have not brought up a website or thinking about that. I live in a location somewhere deep in the southern United States, so I try to fly under the radar till I come out and public and speak like this. They can find the book on Amazon.com, of course. When I speak and give signed copies, I actually built a code into the book and managed to get that through. That is in there. And so that's, I primarily come out on shows like this and then in public with some security and speak on these things. And just, I try to fly kind of little under the radar.
And by the way, we're not whining when we say this is getting dangerous. I want people to know the climate where if I go to Seattle or downtown Austin, they physically try to attack me. They throw coffee on me. They scream Nazi. And they've just got people into like a Nazi-like fervor. They always overuse the term Nazi. But Hitler got the brown shirts and the public into a fervor. And it's like I'm a Jew in 1939 Germany. I mean, they start flipping out. They're the most intolerant, crazed people. They've been totally manipulated. And you see the media, vicious, vicious stuff only intensifying.
Yeah. That's correct. And you asked me about my defining moment. You know, I was there during Iran-Contra, and I saw all of that going on. And some things, of course, I'll never be able to talk about if I want to stay a free man. But what kind of energized it for me was I was doing an international investigation, and I found out that the identities of our agents in foreign countries could be located easily by foreign intelligence services and others. They could identify our operatives in the field, and of course then they were open for assassination. I submitted that to the agency at several levels. My documents were repeatedly destroyed. I received phone calls on the internal system threatening me, telling me to drop it, and I would respond saying, excuse me, sir, but these are the lives of our agents at stake. That didn't seem to concern them at all. They destroyed my investigation from the internal server, and on it went. I went to an official outside the government, a tremendous former intelligence officer, did a study globally, found out that it was even worse than I thought, that our agents could be identified and assassinated. So I received an award from that, but I, of course, had a laser dot on my chest. I was placed on a secret base, a second in command, and lo and behold, they asked me to come in and meet my new boss, and it was the CIA official that was rebuked by the intelligence community for putting our agents' lives at risk. He was now my boss. The house was broken into. There were chemicals painted on the ceiling, and the worst of it was my family started getting sick. Excuse me.
So you were put under his control to be soft-killed.
I believe that is correct, yes. The family was poisoned. My doctor's documents and things were destroyed, literally from the internal agency stuff.
Well, just so you know, I've talked to family where the exact crap went on, and they weren't even blowing the whistle on stuff that went on in Iran-Contra.
Yeah, this is a system, and I document this in my speech. This is a system that they've been using for about three decades, and they use it on any whistleblower inside the CIA that comes forth and tries to reveal things. I have documented that exactly, the modus operandi, step by step, how they do that. They tried to do that on me, and that was it. That was the last straw. I said, okay, I understand what this system is. I understand this is not a patriotic organization at the highest levels, and I decided the best way was just to come out at quite a bit of risk and just reveal this publicly. So that was my defining moment.
Amazing. I want to play you a clip of the type of psychological warfare they're putting out. Just a small clip. The entire hour-long Saturday Night Live was calling Melania Trump a whore, calling Trump a racist, saying cracker, which is the equivalent of the N-word, lying about the response. So they're just trying to get the general public hyped up to get, you know, mental patients to go out and do this, and I'm experiencing it myself, so I couldn't imagine being the president or his family. I mean, this is unprecedented bullying at a galactic level, but here's the Mr. Shea, is his pen name, I guess, the fake name, on Saturday Night Live, posing as a newsman, saying this. Here it is.
After the mayor of San Juan criticized the government's Puerto Rican relief efforts, President Trump attacked her on Twitter, saying the mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats that you must be nasty to Trump. Oh, really, Donald? You bitch. Was she nasty to you? Nasty, are you shaking? You want to go smoke a Virginia Slim until your hand stops moving? This isn't that complicated, man. It's hurricane relief. These people need help. You just did this for white people twice. Do the same thing. Go tell Melania to put on her flood heels, get some bottled water, some food, pack up some extra Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl t-shirts, and write them a check with our money, you cheap cracker.
That's enough of them. Shut it down. I mean, that goes on for 5 minutes. By the way, we have a report up on Infowars.com, an exclusive from people associated with the hostage rescue team, which is also the armed hostage killing team, that he was shooting at them, they killed him, and that there was Antifa and Islamic literature everywhere, and that stuff about her being in the Middle East, which then also is broken in the news about the part about her being in the Middle East. So there is a lot of that. Plus, why did they release O.J. Simpson on a Saturday night, Sunday morning, 20 hours ahead of the shooting, so the whole media get there, because he stayed in Vegas, reportedly. The whole thing just, and I'm not saying they coordinated it all, but we looked it up in Vegas, and then right outside in Reno, they don't normally release folks on the weekend. This is getting, just this whole thing, I don't know exactly what's happened here, but it smells to high heaven in this whole climate. Where the Democrats are saying, we're going to have a revolution, we're going to kill Trump supporters, we're going to kill Trump. Former CIA officer and whistleblower, Mr. Schiff, what do you say to that?
Well, as I said earlier, this attack is very, very strange. I think we looked at David Letterman's website this morning, and he blamed it on, essentially said, we've got to stop white privilege. This is falling right into the divisive narrative to split the United States in two, and I think probably foment a civil war to destroy the U.S.'s unity. So this whole thing, Alex, is so strange. I think everybody feels in their gut there's something about this attack that is really, really odd. We've got to wait for the facts to come in. But there are some things, I think, that are really peculiar about this.
I agree. By the way, like you said about Letterman, what about Trudeau after a Somali runs over a bunch of people yesterday? And then he says that white privilege and white supremacy was his response. I mean, it's like cognitive dissonance, like they're saying 2 plus 2 equals 50, knowing it's wrong, but just letting us know that's the case, that when whites get killed, it's our fault. I mean, I guess it's kind of a battle cry saying, whites are getting killed, you deserve it, in white privilege, we're going to kill your ass, like the head Baylor person over vaccine said, white people are the problem, we've got to kill them. And you go, where is this random stuff kill white people coming from all these powerful people? It's a psyop I can't even figure out. I don't know what they're doing, trying to make whites become racist or something? Like, I don't understand. We're going to be back in just 70 seconds for the final 5 minutes with our guest. Then Matt Bracken, another intelligence operative, a Navy SEAL, is going to give us the latest info. And he really knows what he's talking about.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Support good oral health with